Well, to a disturbing report from the WHO, the World Health Organization, cases of adult abuse are expected to increase. Most states have hotlines to report abuse or exploitation of a senior or an adult with a disability. But in Missouri, a recent investigation by Public Radio's KBIA and the Columbia Missourian showed that many of the calls made to the state's adult abuse hotline last year were lost. Aviva Okeson-Haberman reports.
Adult Abuse and Neglect Hotline.
At Missouri's Adult Abuse Hotline call center in Jefferson City, employees sit in cubicles, answering phones and typing up reports for every call. From 7 a.m. to midnight, the workers answer calls about everything from reports of physical or sexual abuse to financial exploitation and self-neglect. Preston Nilges points to his computer screen, which shows what each of today's nine workers is doing.
And then you also see two of them are currently talking on the phone.
So right now, there's no one available if someone were to call and they would be waiting right now.
That's correct, because some people are working on their previous reports that they just received.
Workers have to complete the paperwork on a call before they answer the next call. Nilges says he's seen an increase in calls in the 2 years he's worked at the hotline.
It can get a little stressful because we do see how many calls are coming in. We have a max out call, and so it is a little stressful, but, you know, we try to get them as fast as we can.
That max out call means if more than four people are on hold, the next caller is dropped. From January to April this year, about 9,000 calls have been dropped, according to data from a public records request. Catherine Sapp oversees policy for Missouri's Adult Protective Services.
And that is my big fear, is we're losing folks because of, oh, that couldn't get through.
People are going to start giving up.
That's Samantha Ferguson Knight. She is the director of senior programming at Kingdom House, a social services organization in St. Louis. When she called the hotline in late April, her call was dropped. Over the course of a day and a half, she called back 11 times and was on hold for a total of 2 hours.
Have you ever been on hold with a bill collector or someone that's that's trying to take your time and you call and you wait and you wait and wait? Most people generally give up.
Here's what callers to the hotline hear when they're on hold.
All agents are currently busy assisting other callers. Please hold and your call will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for your patience.
The average hold time is more than 8 minutes, but some people wait more than an hour to speak to someone. Not everyone has experienced these problems, and when we called, it took us a little less than 6 minutes to get through. But if you add up the number of callers who were dropped and who hung up, you get a staggering statistic. Only half of the 92,000 calls to the Adult Abuse Hotline were answered last year. Jessica Bax took over as director for Missouri's Division of Senior and Disability Services about a year ago. She says the division didn't realize there were issues with the hotline until late 2018 when they heard complaints.
There's been a lack of good data in the past, coupled with an increase in need, that has led us to a point where we have to address a problem.
Back says data before 2018 didn't include dropped or disconnected calls. This resulted in an inaccurate picture of how many people use a hotline and how it operates. Nationally, states vary in how they operate their hotlines. Missouri, like most states, doesn't have a way for people to report abuse online. Some states like California and South Carolina handle reports at a county level, and almost half of states have workers available to take reports of abuse 24/7. Back says nationally, there are no federal requirements for adult protective services.
The reason there are no actual federal requirements is because there's no federal funding for adult protective services, and that's not the same as for child protective services.
States can use federal money from the Social Services Block Grant. But Bill Benson says the lack of a dedicated funding stream shows an apathy to addressing elder abuse. He's a national policy advisor at the National Adult Protective Services Association.
The gap between what would be a reasonable response or what would be a good response and what we have today is just gigantic. It's gigantic. And what it says is that elder abuse is not a priority for this nation at this time and its policymakers.
In Missouri, the state attorney general recently launched an investigation into the hotline after he heard the findings of KBIA and the Columbia Missourians reporting. Jessica Back says her division will first address inefficiencies in the hotline before requesting state funding for additional workers. This includes decreasing the length of time workers spend writing up reports of abuse or neglect, which could free them to answer more calls. For Here and Now, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.